We're talking with Keegan Longenbaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley Football here on KSOM. Already 1 week of practice under your belt, coach. And how are you feeling after that week and your football team going into the season?
Oh, we're feeling great to start. I mean, you know, it's just nice to be back on the gridiron. You know, these kids have been, you know, biting at the bits since the end of last season. You know, there was a lot of, you know, highs that we saw on the football field from a lot of these kids returning. We had great weight room attendance when we started our weights later in the fall, and then we went all the way through the spring, and then we started our summer weights program, and we've had, you know, great numbers for us there. You know, we're still wanting to, you know, get more kids, whether it's, you know, they're football players, whether they're just in baseball, basketball, wrestling, whatever it is. We're trying to get as many kids as we can in there to not just turn our football program around, but turn kind of Southwest Valley programs around. You know, that's just the thing that we've been battling is the weight room ever since I started coaching baseball here 5 years ago. And it's been kind of the same thing ever since. I attended Southwest Valley in its first year in 2013, fall 2013. So, you know, we're really just trying to, you know, catch up to some of these other schools. And we really see it in the football aspect more because some of these schools that drop from 1A to A and I think are here to stay. You know, you talk like teams like ACGC, Mount Air was a team that would bounce back and forth between 1A and A, and they're here to stay, I think. And, you know, you see all these schools with their weight room success, and it shows on Friday nights. And that's exactly what we're trying to do and replicate that. But when it comes to being on the field, you know, kids have been showing up to Friday installs this whole summer. So there's a lot of these kids that we didn't have to, you know, sit back and teach them first day of camp and first day of practice. You know, we went off and running, and a lot of these guys are already chomping at the bits for their first Friday night.
Yeah, you're coming off a 1-7 season, so there's a number of ways that you could respond to that. The kids could respond to that. You hope that they want to, you know, say that's not acceptable. We can do better than that. Do you feel like that is something that you're trying to achieve to establish that winning mentality?
Absolutely. This junior and senior class has really been or taken a big leadership role. You know, and they're not just leaders off on the field, they're being leaders off the field too. And it also comes back to them, you know, pushing kids, trying to get them to get into that weight room. You know, so there's a lot of these guys that, after being in the district we were the last 2 years, kind of looked around and said, well, these kids are big, like they're pushing us around, they're kind of throwing us around. And some of them, and a lot of these guys took it to heart. And that's why they've been kind of living in the weight room, just so they can compete with these guys and they can give themselves an opportunity every Friday. Yeah, I mean, these kids, you know, I was able to teach when they were in middle school. This is the first group of it from the senior class and down. So, you know, being able to build that relationship with them off the field, I think, has helped a lot. And these kids do have a winning mentality, and they're ready to, you know, change Southwest Valley.
So are there any positions that are key for you here in practice to get ready for the season where you have a lot of competition?
Well, you can start with the quarterback aspect. We all know Wyatt Mendenhall is going to be our guy, but he's kind of helped us as a coaching staff as well, kind of, you know, see what guys could probably be playing where. You know, he's just a smart football player. You know, he's one of those guys that it sticks with him right when you tell him what he's got to do. And he's been helping a lot of these younger guys out too. But you talk about position battle-wise, you know, we were looking at an offensive line spot. We felt like we kind of had about six guys that could start on that offensive line. A freshman in Caleb Owen and a freshman in Griffin Wetzel have both come in. And they're both, you know, good sized kids. They've been fighting and playing hard, trying to find themselves on that offensive line. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, a little injury to Caleb Owen with an ankle for right now, kind of sets him back a little bit. So, hopefully we can get him back this year. Whether it's sooner or later, you know, it's just kind of up in the air. I haven't heard a timeline yet. But is that offensive line especially, and, you know, there's some question marks all over the field when you lose, you know, seven starting seniors on both sides of the football. But, you know, these kids were as much prepared as they possibly can be from all the work they've put in the off season.
So the district is obviously not going to be easy. You mentioned some of those schools at the start, ACTC, HSTW, Central Decatur, Mount Air, Nottoway Valley, Riverside, Class A District 7. It looks to be pretty deep. What do you make of the new district that you got put in here in the off season?
Well, like you said, it is challenging once again. You know, you see teams that are going to be at the top competing. I think, you know, ACGC and Mount Air, Riverside, all for sure, and HSTW, those guys all have a lot of taste of success here over the years. That, you know, I mean, you look at them competing in the top of their districts, you know, respective districts these last couple of years. You know, you see Riverside and ACGC right at the top of the district we were in with them, and Mount Air at the top of theirs, and then you see AHSCW at the top of their district in 1A the last couple of years too. So, and I mean, like teams like Central Decatur and Nottoway Valley, they're going to be tough. They're going to be competitive. You know, I mean, they just, everybody in this district has their own style of play. We're just hoping that, you know, our style of play is able to kind of counter our opponents. So, you know, when it comes to it, the district is not an easy district again, but I think we feel a lot more confident with this district. And especially, you know, we're just getting, you know, in my third year now, this is kind of where we're hoping that things get established a little bit more. We've seen a lot of leadership out of these kids, even when, you know, the senior junior class, when they were sophomores and freshmen, they were tremendous leaders for the team. And it was kind of something you don't really see. You don't really see a kid take a leadership role until they get to be about a junior or senior, but these kids really have all the way through since they've been in high school. And when it comes to all these teams in the district, we know it's going to be a fight every single Friday, but we're just hoping where that team comes out, walking out of there.
So what is your goal here in practice, the rest of practice, before you open up the season against Red Oak?
I mean, our goal is, our eyes have been set on Red Oak all summer. You know, that's the mentality I like to take into it is, you know, we do have our long-term goals, but, you know, the first goal is doing our job against Red Oak. You know, once Red Oak game's over, regardless of the outcome or regardless what happens in any scenario, you know, our eyes are going to be on ACGC that very next week, you know, and I think that's the only mentality that we should be taking. I think that's a mentality that, you know, successful teams do take. You know, I've talked to some great coaches in the past from other schools, and it's just kind of a week-by-week basis. But we've been really emphasizing play-by-play, day-by-day with our kids is what we've been telling them. You know, you're going to have hiccups all over the place on a Friday night. You know, there's going to be a time you're going to miss a block. There's going to be a time you drop the football, you don't catch the ball, you don't make a good throw, miss a tackle. You know, that stuff happens. But it's just got to be that kind of we've established a little Ted Lasso in here of having a goldfish mentality. You know, goldfish have that memory of 10 seconds and then they forget what happened. So we're trying to establish that with these kids as much as we possibly can. And I think this is the group that's going to do it.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time. We'll go more into detail about all your players when we see you in our high school football preview show this Sunday live from Neola at the Bucksnort Restaurant, which starts at 4 o'clock. It'll be on YouTube and here on KSOM. We'll see you then. And until then, have a great week. Thanks so much.
Thank you much, Chris. Can't wait to meet you on Sunday.
Keegan Longabaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley Football, with us here on KSOM.